I would like you to tell me to go fuck myself. Are you ready? We're going to count down 3, 2, 1. You're going to say, fuck you, Darren. Are you ready to do this? By the way, this video is not monetized because there's going to be a lot of swearing. So, ready? 3, 2, 1. Hopefully you just said, fuck you, Darren, and it's, oh, such a relief. I bet some of you have been waiting for a long time to say that to me, and now you've had your chance, you know? You can also type in, fuck you, Darren, into the comments, and I won't delete them. I will say, fuck you very much, too. It's very fucking nice to have you on my channel making stupid fucking comments for me. Now! What's so brilliant about swear words? And why are they useful to us? Well, whether you're a public speaker or just someone who has to speak, everyone knows what swear words are. But more importantly, everyone knows what they're for. Every time you've swore, you've used a swear word, told someone that they're an arsehole or they're a piece of shit or to go fuck themselves, you've likely released a little bit of something that was inside of you. Something that was maybe pent up, stressed, angry, and it's come out. And you always feel better from doing it. That's why we do it. And I think it's why it's so effective for us. And the actual swear words themselves become part of the culture and they have this kind of meaning. They have this feeling to them. And some people find that's fun and cool, and some people think it's just disastrous and they shouldn't bother. But the purpose is, we can use swear words, not in our speech. I'm not advocating for you to go out and just start swearing at your boss to say, to get your point across. That's not what I mean. But if you're stuck with your public speaking, if you feel that you can't really connect with your audience, the idea of swearing is like a bridge to get you there. And here's how. When you say, fuck you, you are very definite about the intention that you're giving that person, right? You can say other words in that manner and still mean fuck you without saying fuck you. You say, I haven't got your diary. And that's kind of like saying fuck you, right? But it's like an action. And in acting, I trained as an actor, for those who didn't know, in acting, actions are those the active way we get something done. This is why in the acting world, movement and voice are so important, because if you don't move or speak, there's really no action, right? Nothing's happening, and actors take action. Right, so you can use these actions, put them behind your words to drive forward what you're saying and what you're trying to give the other person. If I want you to fuck off, I can tell you to fuck off, or I can tell you to go away. And it still kind of means fuck off, because I could say, I'll go away, and it's not got the same intention. So these intentions are our actions. Whatever you're going to say, whatever you want people to feel about what you tell them, you can place an action behind it. Let's give you another one. If I were to say, hi, how are you? Or if I were to say, hi, how are you? Aren't those two different actions, right? They're two different intentions. They're two different attitudes, right? You can put that into your speech. You can put that into your monologue. You can put that into your social interaction. You can choose your attitude and you can drive the message of what you want to give the other person and not necessarily change the words you're using. Does this make sense to you? Please let me know in the comments after you've finished telling me to F off. Swearing is so clear. There's another thing that we do is if we see someone in danger, we often also perk up, right? That's another way we sort of forget ourselves. We step aside from thinking too much and we go into our bodies. If you saw like a pet or a young child or someone, a friend of yours, a loved one, walking in front of a car, you would likely say, stop! Your voice would have been the action of stop. To stop someone, right? You might not physically be able to get them to stop them, so your voice would do it. To make them aware. To make them wake up. To warn them. With swear words, it could be to get someone to go away, or it could be get someone to laugh even. To flirt with someone. To mystify. To mock, to berate, to antagonize, to warm, to soothe, to comfort. These are all actions, and you can put these behind your words no matter what the words are you're using. Okay? And it starts with swearing. If you can connect your fuck you to your F-offs, you can get behind your words, no matter what they are. You can use them to serve you, not just as words, but getting out of your head and getting away from your ideas and your pre-planned, pre-rehearsed presentations, and just speak like a human. And give that message, drive that message forward. This is a very different kind of video today. I just wanted to get off my mind. I was talking to myself about it and writing something. And I thought, well, I'll just share it. So I stood up, put my clothes back on, and taught you how to swear with some balls. All right. Have a great day. My name's Darren McStay. This is Improve Your Voice for some reason. Till the next time, go fuck yourself.